The Big Short is not your first well-known piece about money, of course. 8 years ago, you made one of the first giant viral videos about a landlord.
You don't have to raise your voice.
You pay now!
I can give you half.
You pay now, bitch!
Hey, don't talk to me like that, okay?
I'm this crap.
Look, I thought I was clear in my email that I needed a couple weeks. Can I just get 2 more weeks?
I want my money.
You need to relax.
Yeah, relax. I want my money, bitch.
Hey, don't call me bitch. I'm a grown man.
That is Will Ferrell and your then 2-year-old daughter, Pearl. I remember watching that as I had never watched an online video before. And that was actually early in the game. I loved it, as did 80 million people who watched it amazingly, which is presumably more people than have ever seen any of your films.
I think that's accurate, yes. and by the way, we shot that in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, we were in Ferrell's guest house. We were goofing around. We had no idea. And so
how do you direct your 2-year-old? Just do what daddy says? Or
she was, I don't even think she was quite 2. I think she was 20 months. She's really little. And there's a phase that some kids go through where they will just repeat whatever you say. So yes. my wife and I would have her quote like Sartre. My wife speaks French. We would have her say things in French. I would have her say Public Enemy lyrics. And she would just say them and instantly forget them. So I just told Will, I go, let's bring Pearl over. And I have this idea. It's a landlord. And we just goofed around and gave her the lines and cut it together in a couple days, and then it just exploded. My wife was so mad at me. She told me beforehand, she said, don't you dare turn our daughter into a child star. And I said, honey, it's going to get like 1 million hits. No one cares. Yeah. And then she was offered a Jackie Chan movie.
Really?
No joke. And she was asked to be on Ellen DeGeneres. People Magazine wanted to do a giant spread on her.
Did you do any of that?
No. My wife was going to throttle me. So.
And she's 10 now?
10.
And do her classmates think, oh, yeah, you were famous?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It actually worked out perfectly because she never really did anything else. She did one other video. So it's like a fun little thing that people know she's the landlord.
But her life hasn't been ruined and turned into a freak.
No. She does own a Corvette and date an Armenian guy who's twice her age.
And a little coke now and then.
A little bit, but just for energy.
Funny or Die had like barely started when you made that video, or maybe hadn't started, right? I mean, that was the genesis.
That was the very first video. We just had this kind of really crude site, and we just thought, oh, we'll do sketches because we loved doing sketches when we were on SNL, and we'll invite friends, and it'll be like a clubhouse. We just thought it was going to be this tiny thing, and that video, it crashed all the servers. We had to have like people from Northern California coming down to like help set it up. And it was like, I think at one point, the fastest growing website ever in the history of the internet.
Right. So, I mean, and your lesson from that is what? Just do what's fun because it may become this gigantic business and it may not, but you never know.
You know, I think the lesson is time and place are huge because, yeah, we made a really funny video, but man, oh, man, was it the right time for it. It was like the internet hadn't broken with big names.
YouTube was a year old.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think to see a star like Will Ferrell doing this video that also happened to be really funny, that was the collision of circumstance.